Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Argentina, managed by transnational corporations, clocked via Campesina, rejects detention of social leader Milagro Sala. The detention of popular leader and representative of indigenous communities, rural women, and peasant sectors of Jujuy Province, Argentina, Milagro Sala, who was also elected in 2015 as a member of Mercosur's parliament, triggered many demands for her release as well as criticism against provincial and national authorities of Argentina. The Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, Vía Campesina, a continental articulation that gathers over 80 national peasant, indigenous, landless, Afro-descendant, and rural worker groups of 22 countries of the continent, stated, in light of the latest events in Jujuy Province, where Governor Gerardo Morales pushed for the detention of social leader Milagro Sala of the Tupac Amaru organization in an operation where over 100 police officers participated and accused her of incitement to crime and tumult with reference to the peaceful protests carried out by the organization, Clock Vía Campesina expresses its utter rejection and denounces the criminalization of social protests taking place in Argentina. In Clock Vía Campesina's opinion, this is a case of political persecution and therefore they consider that Milagro Sala is a political prisoner of Argentina's government. Her role as a social and popular activist of indigenous origin, Latin Americanist, and current member of Mercosur's parliament make this clear, said the coordination through a statement issued by its operative secretariat based in Argentina. The Tupac Amaru organization has managed, through struggles and organization, to solve the issue of housing, labor, education, and even sport and culture for thousands of Argentinian families. Ever since a new administration took office, it started persecuting cooperatives, aiming to cancel their legal status and withdrawing already committed funding for the building of houses. In response to this, the organizations repeatedly asked to meet with the government, but the administration answered with more threats and persecution. For this, thousands of families set up a campsite in Belgrano Square and have been waiting there peacefully for over 30 days for an answer by the government. Clock Vía Campesina demanded Jujuy's governor Gerardo Morales and Argentinian president Mauricio Macri to release Milagros and stop attacking social movements in the country and announce that they would denounce this situation at international level. Ever since taking office, multimillionaire businessman Mauricio Macri has advanced an agenda that includes an alignment with the International Monetary Fund, Vulture Funds, Argentina's creditors. He has appointed members to the Supreme Court of Justice by decree. He has benefited the soy agribusiness through the gradual elimination of export rates, also benefiting the richest families, and he has reduced taxes for the import of top-end cars. The authority in charge of enforcing the media law was intervened and looted by the public forces. This only in a little over a month in office. Also, according to data gathered by the Argentinian media, Macri has appointed as members of his administration former managers of Shell, Techint, General Motors, HSBC, Telecom, the Clarín Group, LAN, Banco Galicia, Pan American Energy, JP Morgan, Citibank, Telefónica, Coca-Cola, Deutsche Bank, PharmaCity, and Action, among others. Some of the new officers worked for these transnational companies until a few days ago, and others consolidated their professional careers there and then started to work for other organizations from where they were recruited by talent hunters. Most of them don't have any experience in public administration, but they were called by a government that presents itself as a friend of markets and reclaims the supposed efficacy of the private sector as a role model.